We have two themes to consider together this day, if the Lord helps us. This morning we shall think together on the assurance of God's unfailing presence. The assurance of God's unfailing presence. And then this evening, if the Lord will, we shall consider together something of the assurance of God's unfailing compassion. So this morning, it's the assurance that we can know. And if you don't have that assurance, we're praying that by the end of this service, if you're one of the Lord's children, you will go out with that sense of assurance of the unfailing presence of God with you. And the text that we have is in our reading in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Wonderful words, not hard to remember. And so we shall be stressing this morning, and as we come to the end of the service, that we shall learn this text by heart and take it away and keep repeating it day by day. I think it's so important, even, that we don't just come to church to hear a message, to shake hands, to leave and to forget. What I'm praying is that you and I will learn these verses, learn this text, repeat it day by day. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I could ask you even to repeat that. Get it into our hearts. Get it into our heads. The assurance of the unfailing presence of God. We used to sing many, many years ago simple words. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. And that's what Joshua needed at this particular time. We're often reminded by preachers that before we look at the text, you need to go into the context. You need to see what's gone before to understand what you're reading now. You don't have to go very far into the context of our text. You don't have to get, as it were, buried into deep theology. Nothing wrong with that. What is the context to the text? Very simply, Moses, my servant, is dead. But you go on. You go forward. Don't panic. Don't get over worried. Don't become over anxious. Don't become over distressed. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Dear Christian friend, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God gave Joshua these instructions. Go over this Jordan. Moses, my servant, is dead, but the work must continue. Oh, it's so important to remember that, isn't it? This work is not my work. This preaching is not my preaching. This role that I have within the church, you might say, it's not your work, beloved. It's God's work. And we need to remember that. We need to remember that. We've recently lost a number of great friends of ours in the ministry. Godly men that we loved in Christ. And they've suddenly been called to be with the Lord. But the work must go on. And it will go on if it's the Lord's work. Because of God's unfailing presence. So let's remember that. Not our work. Not our chapel. God's work. Moses is dead, but you go forward, and I will be with you. You, Joshua, are my appointed servant. The land which I do give to them, you are now to lead my people. God is working his purposes out as year succeeds to year. Joshua, not only must you lead my people out, Joshua, not only will I be with you, but I will give you all needed strength. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Simple words, but how wonderful. God calls Joshua. God commissions Joshua. God encourages Joshua. God gives Joshua all needed strength. There's a tremendous thought in this promise of needed strength. More literally, it could be translated, you, Joshua, in my strength, will now be invincible. That's the picture. That's the wonderful picture. You will now be invincible. You will be well prepared. You will be strong. Remember how the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10, when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, that's wonderful. Dear friend, do you know anything of that? You feel your own great weakness. And God is calling you to some ministry, to some work, to some labor within the church. When I am weak, that's the place of blessing. You start there. You don't say, yes, God, I'm your man. No, I'm weak. I'm weak. When I am weak, then am I strong. I love the words of the hymn writer, strong in the strength which God provides through his eternal Son. Now the greatest promise that God gives to Joshua is the greatest promise that we ourselves could ever receive. They're very simple words, aren't they? This promise that God gives to Joshua is the greatest promise that both Joshua and us could ever receive. What is it? So I will be with thee. And if you want to underline a word in that text, it's the little word, I. So I will be with thee. You say, what's important about that? Well, everything. Everything. Jehovah, the mighty God, is on our side. The assurance of his unfailing presence. So I will be with thee. Jehovah, great I am. You remember the preparation which Moses had for his ministry. There in Exodus chapter 3, Moses received that indication, that picture of God's presence with him at the burning bush. And you remember what Moses heard? I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Who is speaking? God, the mighty God. So when you feel weak, when you feel so hopeless and helpless, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. He could record that sense of awe, reverence, in the presence of the great I am. And we need to catch that again in these days. We need to see this great view of a great God who has promised that he is for us, that he is on our side. Those words that the Lord gives to Moses, I have seen, I have come down, I will send thee. And Moses still is confused and anxious. Who is it? Who is it that is speaking? And God says unto Moses, I am that I am. Wonderful, isn't it? To have this God on our side. So we remember the words of the Apostle Paul. What shall we then say in Romans 8? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who then can be against us? The assurance of God's unfailing presence. What shall we then say? If God, the mighty God, the everlasting God, the upholder of the world, the sustainer of the universe, all-powerful God is on my side. What have I to fear? Whom have I to fear? Dear friend, he is the unchanging God. He is the unchanging God. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Can you catch something of the assurance of God's unfailing presence? He is the unchanging God. He is the faithful God. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. He is the all-knowing God. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. He knows what we need. He is the all-loving God. Begone unbelief, my Saviour is near. His love in times past forbids me to think. He'll leave me at last in trouble to sink. Each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to see me right through. The assurance God's unfailing presence. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Now, dear friend, what is your response? Are you getting a little bit excited? Getting a little bit thrilled? Is your heart being stirred up? I pray it is. Pray it is. Would you say, I must have the Savior with me? I dare not walk alone. I must feel his presence near me. I must feel his arms around me thrown. Are we getting overexcited? It's worth getting excited with. The I Am is on our side. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Do you feel no sense of need? Moses felt it. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up. We need him. The greatest need of our churches today is to have that sense of need of the Almighty God. That we might have that lively sense of God's presence with us in these moments. Here at Witten Chapel, 11:10, the 1st of November, 2015. We need him. We need his presence every day, every hour. I need thee, I need thee. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I love the words of that great hymn, oh, that we would sing these hymns more often. Lo, God is here, let us adore, and own how dreadful or awesome is this place. Let all within us feel his power, and silent bow before his face. Who know his power, his grace who prove, serve him with awe, with reverence and love. The greatest promise we could ever receive. I will be with thee. And the second little thought is this. The greatness of this promise is reinforced by a clear evidence provided. That's a strange title, isn't it? Shall I repeat it so that you shall not forget? The greatness of the promise, I will be with thee, is reinforced by a clear evidence provided. Oh, you say, don't get too deep. I don't need to. The promise of God is reinforced by evidence. What is it? What is it? As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And the Lord is reminding Joshua. He is reinforcing that promise. Can't you see that, friend? It's a promise he doesn't want us to forget. The I Am is for us. You want further evidence? You want to be strengthened, reinforced in that promise? As I was with Moses. With Moses, from the cradle in the bulrushes till his death 120 years later. As I was with Moses, in other words, study, look at the life of Moses. Over the days, the months, that little cry that he gave in the bulrushes, see God's hand of providence throughout the years. So the promise that God gives to Joshua is reinforced by this illustration, if you like, as I was with Moses. From Exodus into Deuteronomy, history unfolds itself. Though the people in Moses' day so often murmured against him, so often they were unbelieving, yet God's continual faithfulness shines throughout the life of Moses. Now take heart, Joshua. Take heart. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. The wonderful text which says that God made known his ways unto Moses. Unto Moses. All the way my Saviour leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. So what we're seeking to do, dear friend, is to encourage you to recount, to look back at the life, not just of Moses, but look back at the life of others in Scripture. Look back and see how faithful God has been to his people time and time again. Look back upon the experiences of your own life. Recount, recount the numbers of times that God has been so faithful and so kind and so good and so loving and so merciful to you. Have you forgotten these things? Have they been obliterated? Oh, friend, count and recount the blessings of the Lord. He abideth faithful. Remember, the psalmist could say in Psalm 27, verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. All heaven's resources are made available to us. Jehovah is a God of might. He framed the earth. He built the sky. And what he speaks is surely right. Listen, the strength of Israel will not lie. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I came back next week and asked you what was the text this Sunday, would you remember? Would you remember? As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. The greatest promise we could ever receive, the greatest evidence reinforcing the promise. Thirdly and lastly, its greatness, the greatness of these things that we have considered very simply this morning, the greatness must be applied to our current situation. God says to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. God says to Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous. God says to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So there are three things that God promises. We speak of it as a threefold cord which cannot be easily broken. I want you, dear friend, to take this cord, this threefold cord, wrap it around yourself, that it may strengthen you, that you may be secure for the days, for the future, however bright, however dark they may be. Be strong and of a good courage. Only be thou strong, very courageous. Be strong and of a good courage. In other words, what we're being taught here is the necessity of the application of the truth. Can you remember that? What we're being shown here is the necessity of the application of the truth. Yes, you say, it's wonderful what God said to Moses and to Joshua, but what about me? What about you? What about my circumstances? What about my fears and my anxieties? So, dear friend, all that we're seeking to do is this, the necessity of the application of the truth. That it may not just be a nice word, might just not be a nice text, but Lord, what have you to say to me through these words? Lord, what have you to say to me through this promise that I don't want to forget? The evidence must be applied. It's relevant to my current situation. Now, dear friend, I don't know your need. I know my need. I don't know your need at this particular time. But the Lord knows. The Lord knows. And he's asking that you might take this word, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee, and you'll apply it to your current situation. First of all, may I suggest, because of the prevailing situation that we face, or the current climate, or to put it in the words again of a hymn, when all things seem against us, to drive us to despair, we know one gate is open, one ear to hear our prayer. The current situation, both within your heart, both within your family, both within the nation, the days in which we live. Dear friend, we're in dreadful need, aren't we? Tremendous need. The days are dark. They are. The climate, the situation. The vision of God building his church and the gates of hell not prevailing against it seems to be so far removed. The current situation that we face, whether it's personal, family orientated, or national. We need to hear such a word this morning. We need to take such a promise to our hearts and apply it. Not just think about it, not just read about it, but ask God by his Holy Spirit to drive that word into our hearts because of the current situation. Secondly, we need to apply this word to our hearts this morning because of the coldness of our own hearts. Strength and courage seem to be absent so often. So often a sense of weakness seems to overwhelm us like a great flood. When cold our hearts and far from thee our wandering spirits stray, when thoughts and lips move heavily, Lord, teach us how to pray. I don't know what your prayer life is like. I don't know what your Bible reading is like. I don't know what your fellowship is like with the Lord. But you might this morning be overwhelmed. You might thank the Lord that you ever were here this morning. And you know this to be a word from God directly to your hearts. I don't know your need, but he knows. Because of the coldness, perhaps of your own heart, and you feel far from the Lord. So you need to hear such a word. If you're one of his children, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. But then thirdly and lastly, because of the subtle attacks of the evil one. I think you know me well enough by now that very often I do bring this note in the message, and I don't make any apology for it. Because of the subtle attacks of the evil one. He'll do all that he can to help you to forget this message. All right? He will. He will. By the middle, perhaps, of the week, you'll be overwhelmed with a special need or something that's come into your life or family. Oh, that you might remember this word. Because he's very active to seek to snatch it away. Keep on. That's why I say, keep on repeating. Day by day. In the night when you can't sleep, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, because of the subtle attacks of the evil one. Oh, how subtle he is. I was talking to a minister again of the gospel not long ago, and he's being assaulted by subtle attacks of the evil one. And he knows it. And he feels so weak, and he feels so drained, and he feels so helpless. We need to hear the words of the apostle in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Finally, my brethren. And I would say this morning, finally, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the trippings up of the devil. So often he whispers words of doubt. So often he would plant, as it were, evil thoughts, insinuations into your hearts. So often he would remind you of your past failures and sins. So often he would seek to draw you away from your first love. So I take the words of Peter again. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. What have you got to do? Whom resist steadfast in the faith. That's why it's so important to seek by God's grace to learn just a little text as we've looked at this morning, by heart, resist him in the faith. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Beloved, all the promises of God are yea and amen. We can fully trust them. The great I am is on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? You'll know by now my love of hymns, and again I make no apology for it, because so many of these old hymns, they're full of meaning, they're full of teaching. They were written by men and women who experienced much of what we've been thinking of this morning. And I'm thinking now of that great hymn of Francis Ridley, Have a Girl, that we sing in a few weeks' time, no doubt, standing at the portal of the opening year. I love that hymn. Well, we haven't quite reached that yet, but I'm going to quote part of it, because it just binds up our text for this morning. Standing, she says, at the portal of the opening year, and these wonderful words, I, the Lord, am with thee. Be thou not afraid. I will keep and strengthen. Be thou not dismayed. Yea, I will uphold thee with my own right hand. Thou art called and chosen in my sight to stand. Onward then, and fear not, children of the day, for his word shall never, never pass away. Beloved, have you got that confidence? Beloved, do you know that God for yourself? Is he your Saviour? I would close with this thought. I would hate to go into the future, into the unknown, without a knowledge of him as my Saviour. What about you, dear friend? What about you? Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Do you have this full assurance? You might say, well, I'm not a great theologian. I'm not a great Bible student. Never mind. Do you know that your sins have been forgiven? Do you know that you have peace with God? Can you say, it is well. It is well with my soul. And one day I'm going to be with him forever and forever. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Let us pray. We thank thee, eternal God, for thy precious word. We thank thee, Lord, dare we say, for such a simple word, but so profound. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our own personal situations, that we may go out strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.